Like every few hours it happens. Explosions at oil refineries all over the world, definitely off the chart, definitely a bunch of it's being staged, being done on purpose. Explosion tears through Salina Cruz refinery in Mexico. Explosions in Louisiana, Oklahoma in the last few days. Refineries blowing up. I mean, this is getting crazy. That's coming up. But let me do a brief breakdown here. And then after Victor Boot leaves us in an hour, I'm going to get do a deep dive on this. Okay? There is no doubt from the way the Hunter virus was rolled out and the way they hyped up this ship, and then suddenly there were cases and deaths all over the world of this same strain of Hunter virus that's new. Now they're saying it's mutated again. And all they got to do is point a PCR test at somebody that's died and set it to that and turn it up and claim that falsely. That's what they did with COVID 6 years ago. So the propaganda, all the things they've said and done, the UN, World Health Organization head a few days ago saying, you better give us our global treaty, you better take all our shots, you better apologize to us. They have launched their new COVID 2.0. And then magically, as I predicted, there's suddenly all these new deaths from this same strain of Hunter virus in different parts of the world that have nothing to do with the ship. First suspected Generation 3 Hunter virus cases, an Italian who sat alongside a woman on Dutch KLM flight before she died developed symptoms amid fears virus has mutated. Oh, weaponized, gain of function. And the big vaccine makers 2 years ago started multiple companies making their new vaccines that are just now ready magically. Wow. Dutch hospital worker forced to quarantine after possible Hunter virus exposure due to PPE failure. Wow. Whoa, we need new lockdowns. Oh, put your mask back on, the EU says. Hunter virus latest. We don't know, the virus is mutated, says France. It may have mutated. Look at the Drudge report. As Hunter virus cases rise, U.S. officials say risk very low. Remember, we heard that in 2020 when they were the ones actually getting ready to roll out the lockdowns. So they say it's no big deal, so they look legitimate later when they say, oh, it is a big deal. And it goes on from there. So this is a big deal. Here's Tedros saying, we don't know if there'll be more cases yesterday because they already knew. They're just going to falsely report people that died in motorcycle accidents or heart attacks or cancer like COVID is Hunter virus and put out the false reports. They did it before. They're clearly doing it again. This is their cover for the crashing world economy over the Strait of Hormuz. Here's Tedros, the criminal.
On more cases, as I said it in my speech, we would expect more cases because, as you may remember, the index case, the first case in the ship was on April 6th. And until the report was confirmed as infectious, that's around April 24 or 25, there was a lot of interaction actually with the passengers. And as you know, the incubation period is also 6 to 8 weeks. So because of the interaction while they were still in the ship, especially before they started taking some infectious prevention measures, because of the interaction, we would expect more cases because of some of what happened during the travel, actually, until hopefully the interaction until April 30th. After that, of course, they have improved.
Yeah, they're getting measures. Positives in Australia and positives in New Zealand and positives in the UK and Israel and Singapore with no connection to that ship. Now you know the fix is in. Get ready, folks, and don't go along with their hype.